Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This what just came out, we want to share with you in regards to the Anti-Defamation League. They just came out with a poll. And what's been interesting about this poll and what came out of their press release yesterday is that they actually polled over 100 countries to find more. And what they found out that more than a quarter of those surveyed were infected with anti-Semitic attitudes. And so, you know, we knew and we talked about this and have talked about this on previous programs regarding, you know, anti-Semitism on the rise, the persecution of Jews and Christians. JJ, if you have not heard this segment, we encourage you to listen to it. And we'll actually have it available for you as a related segment on this post. But you need to get some foundation and really understand that there are people out there that literally hate Jews because they're Jewish, and they hate Christians because they're Christians. They just hate them. And if you don't know that, you're going to, you know, ignorantly walk into things not understanding that, hey, there is a plan, there's a strategy that's being waged. And so this report was released yesterday, and this is, again, from the Anti-Defamation League. And the word defamation is really interesting. It means an abusive attack on a person's character or good name, aspersion, a slander. And so they're anti-slander. They're anti-coming against and attacking the Jewish people. And so this report really unfolded, and this is some of their findings. They say in an index, they surveyed 53,000 adults, okay, in 102 countries and territories. It's pretty, in terms of polls, I mean, this is a pretty, you know, big number. And their whole effort was to establish for the first time a comprehensive database research survey on the level and the intensity of the anti-Jewish, you know, ideologies and, you know, things that people have in their mind across the world. And so this is what the survey found out, that these anti-Semitic attitudes are persistent and pervasive around the world. I mean, they knew this, but now they have numbers. The report came back that said that 1 in 4 adults, 1 in 4 adults, 26% of those surveyed are deeply infected, what is the word they use, infected with anti-Semitic attitudes. And this figure represents an estimated 0.09 billion people around the world. Now, what's the population of what's the population of the world?
Is like it 7 or 8 billion?
Seven billion.
7 billion people, right? 1/7, 1 billion of those people that live in the world, have an anti-Semitic, you know, views and attitudes and stereotypes towards Jewish people. Wow. Well, listen to this. In the overall survey, the percentage, this is how they did it. They did like an index score, and it represents the percentage of respondents who answered probably true to 6 or more of the 11 stereotypes about Jews. These are all negative. So they came up with this score. They had 11 stereotypes, ones that were negative. And if you responded, you know, probably true, then they gave you, they gave a score. In the 11 question index used by the ADL, for sure, Anti-Defamation League, a key metric measuring that has not happened in the United States for over 50 years. Now, what they continue to say, because you're looking at all this stuff and you're like, okay, they're putting numbers that has nothing like this has been, you know, done before. And it starts ranking countries in, you know, in different levels. It says the survey also ranks countries and territories in numeric order from the least anti-Semitic, which was Laos, all the way to the most anti-Semitic, which, you know, no surprise, West Bank and Gaza, where anti-Semitic attitudes are 93% and are pervasive throughout that society. I mean, we know that because, hello, and they know that because of the rockets that are being launched, you know, almost daily when they start throwing those rockets over.
Wow.
And so they go on to say the majority of English-speaking countries, and we're going to make this report, this survey available for you in the Torch so you can really read it extensively because it's chock full of numbers and, and stats. But they say the majority of English-speaking countries, the percentage of those that are with anti-Semitic attitudes is 13%, which they feel is far lower than the overall average. Protestant-majority countries in general have the lowest ratings of anti-Semitic attitudes as compared to any other majority religious country. 28% of respondents around the world do not believe that any of the 11 anti-Semitic stereotypes tested is probably true. And so this goes on. I want to share these last couple ones for you, but listen to this. Only 54% of those polled globally have ever heard of the Holocaust.
Wow.
54% of those polled globally, right, have ever heard of the Holocaust. That's a large percentage of people that have never heard. And so when you had the former president of Iran, you know, go out and say that the Holocaust never existed, I mean, he's promulgating a lie. And he's like, well, people didn't even know it existed. That many, such a tragic occurrence where 6 million Jews were murdered and then just wiped off the memory. Says the most widely accepted anti-Semitic stereotype worldwide is Jews are more loyal to Israel than to their present country that they live in. Overall, 41% of those surveyed believed this statement to be true. And this is the most widely accepted stereotype in five out of the seven regions surveyed. So this is something that's pretty dominant, that 41% of these people surveyed feel that Jews are more faithful to Israel than to their own country that they live in. It's like, come on, if you live in that country, you raise a family in that country, you have a business in that country, and you can actually move to Israel, but you choose to stay in that country, what makes you think that they're not going to be faithful to the country that they live in?
Right.
Hello? You know what I mean? But again, these are lies. They call them stereotypes, but really these are lies that the enemy has continued to you know, put out there. Mm-hmm. And it was Hitler who said, I believe, that if you tell a lie loud enough and long enough, people will believe it. And so obviously you're seeing some stereotypes that have got a hook in people's minds. 74% of those who were surveyed indicated that they have never met a Jewish person.
What was that number again?
Among the 74% of those who were surveyed, who indicated they have never met a Jewish person, I'm going to continue to read the statistic, 25% of them harbor anti-Semitic attitudes. So 75% of those who interviewed, 25% of the 75 never met them, and yet you have an attitude about them.
Wow.
26% overall who harbor anti-Semitic attitudes, right? 70% have never even met a Jewish person.
Wow.
Amazing.
They've never met a Jewish person. 3 out of 10 respondents, 30%, believe that Jews make up between 1 to 10% of the world's population. This is crazy. 3 out of 10 respondents, which is 30%, believe that Jews make up to 1 to 10% of the world's population. Another 18% believe that Jews make up more than 10% of the world's population. And 16% respond that less than 1%. The actual number, by the way, the actual number of Jewish people as a percentage of the world's population, get this, is 0.19%.
Wow.
Yet 30% of the people surveyed felt that they have a majority, a way higher percentage of Jews that are around. It's like all these lies that are just being you know, put out there. And so it's just like, you know, this is not good. This is not good. But what we are learning, what we're learning from this is that, hey, you know, we need to be educated. Mm.
Well, it's just like what's being taught is just as important as what's not being taught.
Yeah.
Because so many people don't know, like you're saying, if like they're not informed, they don't have the truth. They hear a lie and they're just going to blindly accept it as a lie.
Absolutely. The countries with the lowest ranked countries in the Anti-Defamation League in their index was Laos. They were the number one. The next lowest was the Philippines. Next was Sweden at 4%. The Philippines was 3%. The Netherlands was at 5%. Vietnam's at 6%. United Kingdom is at 8%. And the United States came in at 9%. Look at all those other countries. And we should be number one.
Right.
We should be the number, you know, with the lowest ranking of anti-defamation. We should be the lowest. And we are at 9%. Denmark's at 9%. Tanzania's at 12 and Thailand's at 13. You're thinking, wow, come on now. And so this just continues to go. This is really just filled with statistics. But it helps us, one, to know they're hoping that this information is going to help educate other people and let them know, you know, real numbers, how people feel about Jews. Okay. And when we get back, we're actually going to hear from the prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, as he made this address, and he speaks about the three lies that anti-Semites repeat often in hopes of convincing others. We're just talking about the new poll, a survey that just was released yesterday regarding anti-Semitic stereotypes that are pervasive around the world. And the survey included 53,000 people, 101 countries. And some of the things are just like, really? I mean, come on now. This is, you know, not good. But the good part about this survey is that it's documented. And we can learn from it, and we can know what regions of the world that we really need to focus on as far as sharing some light. I want you to listen to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as he shares three common lies that anti-Semites love to share and try to get out there. Listen up.
I commend all the delegates attending the 4th Global Forum for Combating Anti-Semitism. There were two myths about anti-Semitism. The first was that after the Holocaust, anti-Semitism would disappear. And the second was that with the creation of the Jewish state, anti-Semitism would disappear. That didn't happen, neither one of them. In fact, the anti-Semites took a respite after the Holocaust, but that's all it was. It was a brief intermission. And what was unfashionable is now becoming fashionable again. And after the rise of Israel, what is fashionable today is to say, well, I don't hate Jews, I just don't think they should have a state. Or, effectively, that their state is an illegitimate one that doesn't have the right to exist. To further this attack on the Jewish state, three arguments are put forward by the anti-Semites all the time. And they're false all the time. The first is that Israel is guilty of war crimes. We who fight war criminals with measured means, whose cities are attacked by terrorists firing rockets from built-up areas and try to pinpoint the rocketeers, we're accused of war crimes by the war criminals. That's one facet of the vilification that we experience. The second is that we're expansionists. We don't want peace. We never agree to compromise. That's patently false. State of Israel repeatedly has offered concessions and has made concessions for peace that no other people and no other state has made in history. I don't know of any other case in which the victor made concessions in order to achieve peace, but we've done it again and again, and we're prepared to compromise for peace, for genuine peace. This is our most fervent hope, to live in peace with our neighbors. It is not reciprocated as much as we want, and recently, it is not reciprocated at all, and we can only hope that it would change. The third argument is that we are violators of human rights. Did you hear that? Israel, the one country in a vast expanse that recognizes the rights of everyone, of women, minorities, every individual that has access to the best court system in the world. Israel that has a free press and a vibrant democracy, Israel is accused of violating human rights. This is when, in our neighborhood, hundreds of people are killed daily, massacred daily in neighboring regimes. These three vilifications, that Israel is guilty of war crimes, that it doesn't want peace and wants to continue expansionist policies, and that we are guilty of violating human rights, are part and parcel of the anti-Semitic campaign that is leveled against the Jewish people in their state. That's by way of saying you have a lot of tasks before you, and I hope that you're up to it. I'm sure that you believe there's only one remedy for the slander, and that's the truth. And I encourage you to fight and win the battle for truth. Thank you.
Interesting. My goodness. That was Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to the 4th International Conference for the Global Forum for Combating Anti-Semitism. And he made reference to three lies that are being pushed or promulgated right now. And the first one, if you missed it, was that Israel's guilty of war crimes. It's like, are you serious?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You know, the way that they actually fight war is amazing. I mean, they actually have an alarm that sounds into Gaza, letting them know, we're getting ready to drop some, mm-hmm. some bombs on you. You're getting ready to retaliate after all the stuff that you've done to us. Two, that their expansion is, they just want to keep expanding their land. It's like, no, they're not taking over territory. They're just trying to keep what they have, and they're willing to give up just to make peace.
Right.
They're the victor. They want it. But either we'll say, okay, we'll give you peace back here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the last one is that they're violators of human rights. I mean, a democracy in the Middle East. They have freedom of speech. Come on. These are lies, lies, lies. And it's good that we don't fall to them, but that we continue to stand with Israel. Listen, it's the apple of God's eye. Those who bless Israel will be blessed. Don't fall to the lies and continue to educate others and support them in prayer. Stand with Israel today.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.